for all of the benefits that you would get for going along with this corruption, the punishment has to be severe. It has to be really like, these people have to think, if I do this, there's a possibility that I'm lauded and celebrated and we get away with it. And, you know, I'm laureled and celebrated, and I have a triumphal march through Washington, D.C. as the savior of democracy for taking down Big Bad Orange Man. Or I might end up in shackles, wearing an orange jumpsuit, humiliated in front of everybody when I'm trotted out in front of the cameras as an example to the American people that the American government is still functional, that we don't countenance corruption at this level, only to be then led off into the steel cage where I'm made somebody's bitch forever until I die. That needs to be the future at stake for these people. So Nathan Wade, okay, Fannie Willis, and whoever they were meeting with in the White House need to be humiliated in front of everybody as an example of what happens when you have the executive branch in this country trying to use the judicial system to abuse it, distort, and effectively destroy it in their political games they're playing. Like this can't stand, and an example must be made. So again, we will get back into this story here of Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis, but the details aren't important. The intricacies are beside the point. It's very clear and now admitted out of their own mouths under oath. They coordinated with the White House to go after Donald Trump. The cases being carried out against Donald Trump are, without reservation and without caveat, the exact thing that they are crying about possibly happening with Donald Trump. There's no light between Fannie Willis and the Biden executive branch. The charade, the ridiculous, obviously false claim that the Biden executive branch was totally, you know, out of the loop. We don't know anything about that. Hey, that's them over there. Don't bring that over here. We're the Democrats. We would never use our political power to untoward means to progress our own side politically in defiance of the actual laws that are on the, but never us. We, the executive branch, the United States government, the deep state, we would never. So they can stop saying that now. Like, we get it. It's out in the open. Everybody admits it. They admit it. And then they say, oh, but I don't remember what we talked about. No, I just went to the White House like 10 times, but I don't know what I don't remember what we talked about. Throw him in prison. This is just enough. Throw him in prison. And of course, the great irony of this is just how frantically the Democrats are still to this day pushing the lie that Donald Trump is doing all of the things that they are actually doing. And actually made the mistake. I'll tell you the bizarre circumstances that led to this strange event for me. I was going to pick up my son yesterday, driving around, and I happened to let my phone die. My phone died, and so for the first time in a long time, I decided to listen to NPR. I decided to listen to NPR. So yes, yesterday I was listening to NPR, but as I explained, it was extenuating circumstances, and there was little else I could do, but I did do it. I admit. And of course, you know, I mean, it's almost, it could be a game. It could be like a bingo game where it's like nothing that comes out of NPR, all things considered, is even remotely newsworthy or accurate. Like it is legitimately crazy. And it's crazy. A lot of people are getting on them, rightfully so, but it's a constant thing. But recently with the, you know, right when Hurricane Helene hit and just everything was destroyed and there's just, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Americans without power, without communications, no roads to get to them, just like absolute tragedy. You turn on NPR News and they're talking about some drought in the Sudan. And you're like, what the hell is this? What is going on? They don't even mention what's going on in America. They talk about some country in Africa that's been in civil war for God knows how long. They're still killing each other and starving each other. And that's what we're talking about. That's really where we're going with this. Like, I would, maybe we'll give out a prize. It'll be like $100 to the first person who can record NPR for more than 10 minutes without hearing some sort of leftist propaganda and or race baiting. It's all they do. It's all they ever do. And so the story last night was about Donald Trump and his hatred of the news media. I thought I had this. Maybe it's in the stack of news, guys. So maybe it needs to be printed out here. Maybe I deleted it by accident. But I can actually quote it to you. But I can just go off my memory as well. Because essentially what it was saying, is it in this stack somewhere, maybe? While we have this, while we're talking about it, Warden admits Biden-Harris DOJ has illegally imprisoned Steve Bannon since October 19th. The Tennessee Star on Monday obtained a letter by the Bureau of Prisons to attorneys representing Steve Bannon, wherein the federal agency acknowledged it is holding the former White House chief strategist in violation of the First Step Act of 2018, as Bannon accrued 10 days of good time credit towards an early release. So he should have been released, according to the First Step Act, but he never should have been imprisoned in the first place, according to the First Amendment and the Constitution. So, like, they're just doing it. You get that they're just doing it. They're just, the executive branch is coordinating with local prosecutors to try to imprison their political opponents. Total violation of every law, statute, as well as just moral framework that we have. They are imprisoning political activists, talk show hosts, illegally, in violation of everything America is supposed to be about. Like, they're just doing it. They are imprisoning their political opponents like communists, like they're fascists, like what they are. Tyrants. They're tyrants. It's very simple. The ideology is sort of secondary to the fact that they are horrifically tyrannical and only getting worse, and only going to get worse if nothing is done about this. Completely insane. So that just happens to be another story there that aligns with what I'm talking about. But the story from NPR News was the classic. There's some phrase that, like, they'll tell you what happened to them, but they won't tell you why. That's like NPR. That's the totality of NPR, where they're talking about Trump's threats against the media. And they never bring up why he's making threats, if that's what he's doing, right? When he's talking about CBS should have their news license revoked. He's like, they're licensed, and the license is based on their honesty. And if they're not honest, they should have the license revoked. And they'll tell you this. Could Trump's threats against news outlets carry weight if he wins the presidency? I'll get back to it on the other side. We'll get into this, because I was raging in the car listening to this from NPR, because of course they do it in the way that they do, with the soft voice, pretending to be unbiased while they just spread blatant, ridiculous propaganda. Never telling you that anything about, you know, the reason Trump would say something about CBS, which is that 60 Minutes deliberately, explicitly, and blatantly edited an answer in an attempt to influence the presidential election. Kamala Harris had a bad answer, so they had deleted it and put in a different answer for her. So yeah, remove
now,
your license.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech. And we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.